我们一起。
马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew chapter 28。
我们从今天开始，我们的思想关于这个拆团圣经里面重要的信息。
Today we're going to start looking at the important Bible messages about sending。
今天我们看马太福音第二十八章。
We'll look at Matthew chapter 28。
我们从第十六节一直念到完。
We'll read from verse 16 all the way to the end。
翻到我们大家一同开声来读。
Let us read this together。
一、二、三。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们，都教训他们遵行。”我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们这次低头祷告。
Let us pray。
我们的主，我们的上帝，我们感谢你。今天再次聚集我们到你的面前，要领受你自己的话语，恳求你用你的真理再次苏醒我们的灵魂，所用你真理的圣灵引导你所创造的思想。多恳求你使我们的心归向你。使我们爱你的心越加火热起来，使我们的侍奉、我们的行走力上加力，可以到你面前朝见你。求主你赐福今天的聚会，给台上台下的人同样蒙你的恩典，让主你自己的深恩大爱再次浇灌我们每一个人。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我愿你在这几天的聚会以大使命这段信息做开始。
I'd like to start this conference with the Great Commission.
这个使命不单是大使命，是最大的使命。
This is not only a Great Commission, but it is the greatest commission.
在这个使命的背后是圣父永远的旨意。
Behind this Great Commission is the eternal will of the Holy Father.
旨意在这个圣子的身上施行出来。
The will is carried out in the Holy Son.
这个大使命从主的口出来的时候，
when this great commission came from the mouth of our Lord,
我们看见我们的主对圣父有绝对的顺服。
We saw that he had absolute obedience to the Holy Father.
他有绝对的资格要求教会也顺服他。
So he has an absolute characteristic quality for the Holy Church to follow him.
这个使命以前是上帝的独生子。
Before this commission was given, he was the only son of God.
在这个使命以后，有神的众子显明出来。
After this great commission, all sons were manifested.
在这个使命以前，有耶稣基督所流的宝血。
Before this commission, the blood of Christ flowed out.
在这个使命以后，有圣徒所流的血。
After the commission, the blood of the saints flowed out.
在这个使命以前，是圣父对圣子的差遣。
Before the commission, it was the Father sending the Holy Son.
在这个使命以后，千千万万宣教士蒙差遣。
After the Great Commission, it was thousands of missionaries being sent.
在这个使命以前，有基督愿意牺牲的心。
Before the Great Commission, it was a sacrificial heart of Christ.
在这个使命以后，有千千万万被主宝血救赎回来的人，甘心为主牺牲的心。
After the Commission, there were millions of sacrificial hearts for those for whom he died.
因为这个使命，有许多的家庭要破裂。
Because of this Commission, many families will be broken.
因为这个使命，有许多人要被杀。
Because of this Commission, many will be killed.
因为有这个使命，许多的教会要受逼迫。
Because of this Commission, many churches will be persecuted.
但是虽然代价是这么大，我们主的旨意一定要遵行。
But great is the price, but we must obey.God's will.
这个使命本这个使命本身有怎么样的性质呢？
What is the quality of this great commission?
就是今天我们要特别思想大使命的性质。
Today we're going to talk about the nature of the great commission.
大使命的第一个性质是超自然的本质。
The first nature of this great commission is supernatural.
如果在这个自然的世界中间有超自然的主在这世界里面得胜，有没有大使命？
Unless the supernatural Lord come into this natural world and be victorious, we will never have the Great Commission.
超自然的主在自然界中间战胜了自然，把教会建立在超自然的关系里。
The supernatural Lord overcomes natural in this world and establishes the church on the supernatural foundation.
教会是阴间的权柄不能胜过的一个团体。
This is a church that cannot be overcome by the forces of Hades.
教会所释放的天上也释放，
What the
教会所捆绑的天上也捆绑。
What the church releases It is released in heaven. What the church binds up, it is bound up in heaven.
这是何等奇妙的一个代表性。
This is a wonderful representation.
地上教会是天上的代表。
The church on earth is a representation of heaven.
我们在这里怎么看见这个使命有超自然本质呢？
How do we see the supernatural nature of this great commission?
这里告诉我们，设一个门徒往耶稣所预定的加利利山上去。
Here it tells us that these 11 disciples went to the mountain which the Lord told them to go.
见了耶稣，他们就拜他。
When they saw Jesus, they bowed and worshipped him.
这个字非常的重要。
This word is very important.
门徒敬拜耶稣基督。
The disciples worshipped Jesus Christ.
这表示基督是主。
That means Christ is Lord.
自从史莱马可以后，我们看见整个新派神学的动向离开了。
Since Schleiermacher, we see a whole movement away from the deity of Christ.
无论是 Richard, 无论是 Bauer, 无论是这个其他的人，像这个 Hanak, Herman, 等这些的人，他们都忽略了耶稣的主性。
Regardless whether it's Richard, it's Hanak, it's Herman, or it's Bauer, they have all departed from the lordship of Christ.
整个新派的神学只注重耶稣的德性，而不注重耶稣的主性。
The new modernism emphasizes the ethics of Christ, but not his lordship.
如果我们的主没有在教会里面享有绝对的主权，我们传讲福音就没有真正的根据。
Unless our Lord has absolute lordship in our church, then we have no basis on which to share the gospel.
神学不应当建立在伦理学的上面，相反的，伦理学应当建在神学的上面。
Theology should not be built on ethics. On the contrary, ethics should be built on theology.
真正的神学和伦理学之间的关系，乃是耶稣基督是主，他把新的生命赐给教会，我们才能把好的伦理施行出来。
The true relationship between ethics and theology is that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then we can, from His lordship, come out with ethics.
这位从死里面复活的主，他是主。所以门徒敬拜他。
This Lord who had resurrected from the dead is Lord. Therefore, the disciples worship him.
一个不懂得敬拜主的人，是一个不懂得大使命的人。
A person who does not worship Lord as Lord is a person who does not understand the Great Commission.
一个不把基督的超然的地位放在他内心之中的人，是不能遵行传福音命令的。
A person who does not put the supernatural position of Christ in his heart is a person that cannot fulfill the Great Commission.
他们见了耶稣就拜他。
When they saw Jesus Christ, they bowed and worshipped him.
这个字非常美丽。
This word is very beautiful.
我很奇怪，为什么这个大使命不是在耶路撒冷宣布出来？
We are wondering why the Great Commission was not proclaimed in Jerusalem.
正讲伯利恒在诸城中是一个小城。
Just like Bethlehem is a small city amongst the big cities.
最大的位格就生在无名的小城里面。
Yet the greatest person was born in this little city.
照样，加利利的这座山是无名的小山。
In the same way, the Mount of Galilee is a small, nameless mountain.
最大的差派就从这个小山里面发出来。
Yet the greatest sending was sent from this mountain.
这里还有一个字非常宝贵。
Here is another precious word.
耶稣所预定的山。
The mountain which Christ has asked them to go.
这里再次给我们看见我们的主是立约的神。
Here we see that our Lord is a Lord of covenant.
他以他的约建立了他与教会之间的关系。
He established the relationship of him and his church with a covenant.
在旧约以牛羊的血做预表，在新约以上帝羔羊的宝血做实实在在的实体。
In the Old Testament, it was the blood of bulls and lambs as a foreshadow of the blood of Christ in the New Testament.
如今这位立约的主约定爱他的人要回到加利利山上。
Now this covenanting Lord asked the disciples to go to the mountain which they have covenanted.
你可以想象这个又是一个非常残忍的约。
Can you imagine this covenant to be a cruel one?
这些非常疲乏、非常消沉的门徒要走几天的路程回到加利利山去。
These tired and depressed disciples have to go back a few days' journey back to that mountain.
他们过去的宗教的热忱，因为基督死在十字架上，已经完全垮下去了。
Their religious zeal of the past has collapsed after the death of Christ.
这位复活的主又定他们要回到加利利的山上去。
Now this resurrected Lord wants them to go back to the Mount of Galilee.
为什么不是橄榄山?
Why is it not the Mount of Olives?
为什么是在这个加利利山?
Why is it at the Mount of Galilee?
因为这四个门徒许多是在加利利蒙选召的。
Because many of the disciples were called in Galilee.
他们不能忘记那从起初而来的呼召。
They cannot forget the calling in the original time.
他们不能忘记从起初而来的意象。
They cannot forget the original vision given to them.
许多人失去了起初。
A lot of people have lost the love when they had before. This time, the scenario in the original time when they were called to the holy work of God. Let us go back to the place where God has called us. The Mount in Galilee which the Lord had asked them to go. They came before the Lord and worshipped him. Amazingly, there's this one description. There were still some that doubted. Isn't this a common phenomenon of those of us who carry out the Great Commission? We know that our Lord is a living Lord. We know that our Lord has overcome death. We know that our Lord is Lord. We know that we must accept His Great Commission. We know that He has made a covenant with us. We have also seen Him. We have worshipped Him. But we are still doubtful in our hearts. We still are doubtful. This is a very apt description of the churches today who are to carry out the Great Commission. Even though we are weak, even though we're weak in faith, God has not changed His plan. He is eternally supernatural. He is victorious. He is the Lord of the universe. With His sovereignty lordship, He has established this commission. Secondly, the nature of this great commission is an authoritative commission.
为什么呢?
Why? Because this was sent out by a power that surpassed all heavens and earth. Jesus came before them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is not the deified victory of Christ. The victory of His deity. This is the victory of His humanity. Jesus Christ's deity doesn't have to be raised anymore. Because God is the highest. The deity of Christ does not have to receive any more power. Because He has the highest authority. But when Christ came to this world to be a human, He was a human without authority. He became a man but without the rights of a man. When He was born, He was born in a borrowed manger. When He died in a borrowed grave.
天上的鸟有窝, 狐狸有洞,
the birds in the air have their nests, the foxes have their holes, but the Son of Man have no place to lay His head.
但是感谢上帝, 正如同亚当代表我们走了一条失败的道路, 耶稣基督以代表的身份把真正的得胜向我们显明出来。
Thanks be to God, when Adam brought the whole human race into it, a road of failure, Christ has brought us back. The victory of Christ's humanity is the greatest victory of mankind. What Jesus Christ has achieved in humanity is what we all want to achieve but never did. When the Holy Father saw His Son victory in the human power, all powers in heaven and earth was given.
我们今天就凭着这个权柄 站在众人的面前传福音。
And today we stand before all people and share the gospel on the basis of this authority.
你们这小群啊,
you little flock,
你们不要惧怕,
do not be afraid.
今天主给我们的是权柄, 而不是我们的经验, 不是我们有什么的资格。
What God has given us today is authority, not experience, not quality.
那最有学问的使徒, 保罗说, 我们是异作的。
The most learned disciple Paul said, we are foolishness.
最有知识的使徒, 保罗他说, 他是没有知识是异准。
The most learned apostle Paul said, we are without knowledge, we are like the fool.
如果保罗看自己是无有的, 看自己是无知的, 是没有知识的, 是软弱的, 我们这些人是谁呢?
If Paul looked at himself as ignorant and weak, who are we?
我们不要以为我们靠着我们的经验, 我们的修为, 我们的知识, 可以叫一个人离开阴间的权柄, 归向上帝。
Don't think that by your intellect, your knowledge, your experience, you can bring a person out of the power of Hades.
我们只能把人的信仰的拦阻除掉, 使人产生信心的, 使圣灵从真理。
We can only take away the hindrance of a person's faith. What gives a person's faith is the Holy Spirit and the truth.
复活的主, 把权柄赐给教会,
the risen Lord has given the authority to the church, therefore we do the sending.
权柄比能力更重要。
Authority is more important than the power.
权柄比经验更重要。
Authority is more important than experience.
权柄比知识更重要。
Authority is more important than knowledge.
权柄比世界所有可依靠的事情还更重要。
Authority is more important than all that can be depended on in this world.
也是我坐火车从一个地方到别的地方讲道。
One time I was on a train from one place to preach to another place.
那是夜车，晚上我不能睡觉。
It was a night train, I had insomnia.
我非常的疲倦。
I was very tired.
不但不能睡觉，那些坐夜车的人，他们好像不要睡觉一样，在那里开玩笑，很大声。
Not only can I not sleep, but those who were in the compartment with me were joking all around, making lots of noise.
我起初气得要命，瞪着他们。
So at first I was very upset. I looked at them with open eyes. But in this train, I had no authority. So I had to listen to what they were saying. I found that what they were saying was so meaningful. Not only did I criticize them, I secretly wrote down what they said in my pad.
其中有个笑话，一个人问说，有什么东西重到一个地步，几百个人推不动的，有一个人来就动了。
One of the jokes was a question asking, is there an object that cannot be moved by so many people, but one person comes, blows it, and it moves?
所以大家在想什么东西?
So everybody thought, what is it?
想来想去想来, 没有一个答的对。
They thought and thought, nobody gave the right answer.
那发问的人自己就答。
And finally, the questioner answered his own question.
就是我们坐的这个火车啊。
That is, yeah, it's a train that we're in.
火车几百个人都推不动。
The train cannot be moved by thousands.
但当时间到的时候, 有一个人来, 噗, 他就走了。
So when the time comes, someone comes and say, go! It goes.
为什么那个人推着地质火车就走呢?
Why did the person just blow the whistle and the train goes?
他不是用这个 energy, 他是用 authority.
He is not using energy, he's using authority.
今天教会要学会这一件事情。
Today the church must learn this thing.
我们靠着主给我们的权柄站在众人的面前。
We stand before all people with the authority of God.
基督的差派从人的眼光来看是很残忍的。
The sending of Christ from a human viewpoint seems to be cruel.
大使命从人的眼光来看,
The Great Commission from a human viewpoint is very cruel.
我差你们去, 如同羊在豺狼的中间。
I send you out like sheep among wolves.
当你读了这节圣经, 把眼睛闭起来, 马上想到那些豺狼, 看到无眼把一只小羊整个身体撕碎的时候, 你就知道什么叫豺狼。
If you want to understand this, close your eyes and imagine this sheep being torn apart by the wolves, you understand what the Great Commission means.
今天中国教会送几块钱要摊大名，这些教会根本不懂财产。
But a lot of churches, they send a few dollars, but once great name for itself, they don't understand the Great Commission.
有许多许多中国教会的做财团，他们的牧师在外国读书的时候是拿美国人的助修金。
Many of those churches that send missionaries, their pastors who study in the States take American scholarships.
我们又要名，又要钱，又要我们的人受别人栽培，我们真不害羞。
We want our name, we want to keep the money, but we also want to send the people out to be trained. We are shameless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
大使命是苛刻,
the Great Commission is hard.
大使命是残忍的,
the Great Commission is cruel.
如果我们有主的权柄在我们的身上, 多大的困难, 多重的牺牲, 我们都要去做。
But if we have the authority of Christ in us, regardless of how hard it is, we must go.
今天全世界所有的教会被建立起来, 千千万万的人为主做了这个美好的工作, 不是靠什么, 那是靠主。
Today, many churches have been established not by men's work, but by the authority of Christ.
第三样,
what is the third nature of this Great Commission?
大使命的本质是积极的,
this Great Commission is active, it is positive.
你们要去,
you must go.
你们要去,
you must go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
多少说我们只做了一些你们要来, 没有做你们要去的工作,
how many times we have asked people to come instead of asking you to go?
你们来听福音,
you come and listen to the gospel, not we go and share the gospel.
No chewing it up in the meeting. 只要改过来, 你们要做传道人, 还要改别人, 你自己先改过来。 如果我们今天不是用去的观念来建立这个大使命,
if we do not have this going concept to establish the Great Commission,
我们就不懂这个积极性,
then we don't understand the positiveness.
基督教永远是积极,
Christianity is always positive.
基督教永远是主动,
Christianity always takes the initiative.
传福音的人不能忘记这个主动性,这个积极性的意义。
Those who share the gospel must not misunderstand the meaning of positiveness and in taking the initiative.
如果我们没有这个主动的,去到那些与我们相关的人中间,把这个天上的信息传开。
If we do not have the courage to go to those who oppose us and to spread the message,
我们教会的工作永远没有突破。
Then our church work will never break through. You have to wait till other people like us. You want to wait until people welcome us. You wait until other people accept us.
圣经清楚说我的道路非同你们的道路，我的意念非同你们的意念。
The Bible tells us clearly that my paths are not your paths. My thinking are not your thinking.
我个人认为这两句话就是文化的描写。
I feel that this is an apt description of culture.
这两句话，道路与意念，就是 ideology and the way of life. It means the culture. 神的文化，神的道高过人的文化性。
God's ways and God's thinking surpasses man's ways and man's thinking, man's culture.
没有一个文化与圣经的道是完全配合的。
There's no culture in this world that exactly matches the word of the Bible.
当福音传开的时候，绝对产生了与文化的冲突， 这是必然的。
Therefore, when the gospel is spread out, it will always conflict with the culture. This is always so.
但那个积极的 主动的本性使我们不惧怕困难，我们把福音传开。
But this nature of positive and activeness gives us a way to go out.
因为天上地上所有的权柄已经赐给我了，所以你们要去。
Because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go to go ye.
这些特性是一个一个相关联的。
These natures are interrelated one by one.
也是一样。
Therefore, you must go and make disciples of all nations. This is a great saying. A few days ago, this person who was bound and nailed on the cross,
我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？
The man who cried, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
复活以后几天，他就讲这句话：万民都要做我的门徒。
After a few days after his resurrection, he says, "Make disciples of all nations."
这就告诉我们，这个大使命是普世性。
It tells us that this great commission is universal.
我相信the Chinese Mission 83 must not stop for only go to preach to Chinese.
我相信华人财团83不能够只停止去华人那里去传福音。我们今天华人的工作有个很大的毛病。Our Chinese church work has a great problem.
我们对别的民族的负担太小了。We
have too little a burden to other people.
许多人问我为什么一直停在印尼不出来。Many
people ask me, why do I stay in Indonesia and not come out?
我比许多的传道人更有机会在别的地方施工。
I have more opportunity than any other preacher to serve God in other places.
我不是说我更有资格，我说我更有机会。
I didn't say I'm more qualified. I just say I had more opportunities.
但我认为主在我小的时候把我带到印尼，有他的美意。
But I feel that when I was a kid, God took me to Indonesia. He has His good will.
所以我应当对印尼人做一些的工作。
So I should work towards the Indonesian.
我们今天在美国，在这里生活，在这里赚钱。我们对这个国家做了什么福音的工作
？We who live in the States, work here, earn money here. What kind of gospel work have we worked here?
为什么上帝使中国人都有一些自然的、天然的讲方言的恩赐呢
？Why does the God give the Chinese people a natural gift for lies?
No,
sorry, language,
tongue speaking. You're speaking many tongues naturally.为什么中国人差不多每个人都会讲几种方言
？Why does almost every Chinese knows a few dialects？
不是为了使我们赚钱容易
，Not because we can earn more money，
乃是为我们在当地应当做一些福音的工作。
But it is so that we can do some gospel work locally。
如果我们对这个大使命的普世性不了解的话，我们怎么传、怎么讲、拆传？对普世传福音的工作没有多大的贡献。
If we do not understand the universality of the Great Commission, we will never do any work contributing towards the Great Commission.
我们主的心是何等的广。
Our Lord's heart is so broad.
他曾被杀从万族、万国、万民、万方中间，用他的血买了人来，使他们归于上帝。
He has purchased from all nations, all people.From His blood to come to God.
就在这一两个世纪的中间，我们中国人受了多少国家的宣教士到我们中间来，我们派多少人到多少国家去。
In these two centuries, how many people, how many missionaries have come to this, just come to our country, but how many people have we sent overseas?
大使命是普世性。
The Great Commission is universal.
苏格拉底最伟大的话之一 ，I am the citizen of the world.
The greatest saying of Socrates.我是世界的公民。
但耶稣说 ，Make all the nations my citizen。
但是耶稣说要把所有的人成为我的公民。
你把世界最伟大的人、最伟大的话，从耶稣基督那一笔的时候，你就发现他们一点不伟大。
Compare the greatest saying of this word of this world with the sayings of Christ, you find that they do not compare。
万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations。
我们今天谈财团谈了几十年，还在谈使中国人信耶稣就算了。
Today we talk about missions. All we talk about is so that Chinese can become Christian。
万民做我的门徒。
But the whole all nations to be my disciples。
这是大使命的第四个本质。
This is the fourth nature of the Great Commission。
第五个本质是什么呢
？What is the fifth nature then？
耶稣基督说：“你不但叫他们做我的门徒。”凡我所吩咐你们的，还要奉圣父、圣子的名给他们施洗。
But not only do you make disciples of nations, but baptize them in the name of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这表示大使命有教会性的本质。
Therefore, there is a church nature in the Great Commission.
只有努力传福音而不懂教会意义，没有教会观念的这个福音运动是不够健全的。
Any gospel movement that does not understand the concept of a church is incomplete.
今天我们不但传福音，我们在传福音的地方要建立教会。
Today we not only preach the gospel, but we must establish a church in the place at which we preach the gospel.
传福音不过是教会里面的许多的功用之一。
Preaching the gospel is one of the several functions of a church.
福音的工作不等于整个教会的工作。
The gospel work does not equal all the work of the church.
团契的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
The work of a Christian fellowship is not equal to the work of a whole church.
敬拜的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
The work of a worship service is not the whole work of the church.
当一个教会对神有敬拜，对主里面弟兄姊妹有团契，对世界有传福音的时候，这个教会才是健全的教会。
When a church has a correct attitude about worship, when a church has a correct attitude about fellowship, a church has a correct attitude about sending out, this is a complete church.
传福音以后，你还要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。表示你要建立的教会在哪
？After you preach the gospel, you must baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to say that there is a church here.
这样，基督被差派为了建立教会。
Therefore, the Christ was sent in order to establish a church.
教会建立，再差派人。
The church establishes and then sends people out.
被差派的人再建立教会。
Those who are sent out establish churches again.
整个大使命的运动就使神的教会，也就是他有形的、有国度的表彰，在这世界长大起来。
And this gospel movement manifests the visible kingdom of God on earth.
这是第五样。
This is the fifth nature.
第六样。
The sixth nature.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵行。
And ask them to do according to what I have taught you.
我称这个叫做大使命的教义性的本质。
I say this as the doctrinal nature of the Great Commission.
大使命里面包含了这个门徒的工作。
The Great Commission includes the work of the disciples.
大使命里包含了组织教会的工作。
The Great Commission includes the work in the church of the Lord.
大使命里包含了非常重要的，就是合乎神真理的教义的问题的工作。
And the Great Commission includes the work of doctrinal teaching that is according to the Lord's teaching.
我不明白为什么许多有很好神学基础的人，教会都不会发展。反正好发展的神学都乱七八糟。
I don't understand why some churches that have good doctrinal foundation doesn't expand. Those churches that expand doesn't have a very good doctrinal foundation.
许多热心传福音的人都是非常看不起教义的工作，而许多很注重神学的人，他们都不爱传福音。
Many who have a theological foundation doesn't look at preaching the gospel as important. Those who preach the gospel doesn't look at the foundation as important.
So many people withGreat and sound doctrine, but they have no ambition. People with wrong theology, they have a right ambition.
那些有正确教义的教会没有雄心，有雄心的教会没有正确的教义。
这两样都是不对的。
These two are both wrong.
当一个福音的工作缺乏神学基础的时候
，When a gospel work lacks the theological foundation,
教会是脆弱的。
Then this church is weak.
相反的。当一个神学没有传福音的果效的时候，这个神学是失败的。
On the contrary, if a doctrine does not produce the fruits of the gospel, this doctrine is dead.
今天全世界需要把这两个的工作把它拼合起来，耶稣基督的身体才是健壮。
Today we must put the two together. Only then will the body of Christ be strong.
我们不要一个静止性的教会。
We don't want a passive church.
我们也不要一个这个非常衰弱的教会。
We do not want a weak church either.
我们盼望我们有非常冷。冷静的头脑，有火热的心。
We pray that we have a cool mind, but a fiery heart.
我们有对教义很严谨、很正统、很正确的认识，我们却有对传福音有火热、有实际的行动。
We want to have a correct understanding of the doctrines, yet have a fired heart for the Lord.
所以，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵行。
And teach them all that I have taught you.
这是教会从福音的工作接下来。就是注重教导的事情，这是不能分开的。
So when the gospel preached, the church is established, and then teaching the right doctrine, these three cannot be separated.
这是第六样的这个本质。
This is the sixth nature.
第七样的本质。
The seventh nature.
这大使命的本质乃是一个永恒性的本质。
The nature of the Great Commission is an eternal nature.
我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you until the ends of the earth.
这句话什么意思呢
？What does this word mean?
这句话表示这福音的工作要一直做下去，直到到世界结束的时候。
This means that the gospel work will have to be continued until the end of this world.
有一些人认为这个大使命是对耶稣当代的门徒讲的，不是对我们讲的。
Some people think that this great commission was addressed to the disciples of the time, but not to us.
我们怎么回答这句话呢
？How do we reply to this?
为什么这里只有讲十一个门徒，没有讲我们呢
？Why does it say 11 disciples and not us?
最简单的答案，我们那个时候还没有生出来。
A simple answer: We were not born yet at that time.
所以对十一个门徒先讲。
So he speaks to the 11 disciples first.
福音要传出去。
The gospel will be spread out.
领受福音的再传福音。
Those who receive the gospel, spread the gospel again.
历史历代把这个福音传下去。
And then age after age, the gospel is preached.
教会的工作是建立在这个世界上。
And this work of the church is established in this world.
不但如此。
Not only so.
这个大使命里面有个很重要的应许。
There's a great important promise in this great commission.
主的同在。
And that is the presence of the Lord.
主的同在岂不是在道成肉身的时候已经显明出来了吗
？Is not the presence of Lord manifested from the Word that became flesh?
是的。
Yes.
按地位而论
，positionally speaking，
基督的道成肉身就是上帝与人同在。
The Word incarnate in Christ is the presence of God with man.
但是按实际的属灵经验来说
，But from a practical spiritual experience，
只当一个教会遵行传福音的使命的时候，这个教会真正经历。 真正享受了主的同在。
Only when a church carries out the Great Commission will they really experience the presence of the Lord.
圣经里面主的命令总有这样的一个原则。
There is a principle in the command in the Bible.
命令同应许摆在一起。
The command and the promise go together.
当神把一个命令赐下来的时候
，When God gives a command,
把应许一并赐下来。
His promise also comes down.
一个人遵行神的命令的时候
，When a person carries out the command of God,
他就享受主在这命令中间所给我们的应许。
He will enjoy what God has promised in this command.
在这个大使命里面照样是如此。
This is the same way in the Great Commission.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
你们若做这一件事情
，If you do this thing,
你们若吩咐他们遵守我所告诉你们的事情
，If you teach them what I have told you,
我就与你们同在。
I will be with you
直到世界的末了
until the ends of the earth.
愿主的恩主的爱今天再次激励我们
May God's grace and love once again spur us forward.
主的圣灵再次用他启示的真理光照我们
May the Holy Spirit once again illumine us.
使我们再次被提醒回到加利利主所约定的山上看见这些本质
So that we return to the Mount Galilee, which is covenanted by the Lord, to see the nature of the Great Commission.
好叫我们所做的工作没有偏差
So that we will not deviate from what we do.
我们站起来祷告
Let us stand and pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我。这个几件事情来祷告。
Now we'll pray for these items.
我们为着我们爱主的使命，我们要遵守主的命令的心祷告。
We pray for a heart to obey God's will and a heart to love Him.
我们就求主兴起，使普世华人的教会对主的使命有更正确、更深奥的认识来祷告。
We pray for the revival of Chinese churches to more clearly see the will of God.
我们大家开声祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，因为你的恩，你的爱。主啊，今天再次给我们思想这个大使命的信息。主啊，求主你用主你自己的恩典再次充满我们每一个人，你自己的能力再次覆庇我们每一个人。主啊，我们爱你的心，我们遵行你的命令，要去做你要我们做的工作的心。求主你自己保守，求主你的能力托住我们。主啊，求主你兴起我们的华人的教会，使我们懂得在这件的事情上怎么样更多尽心竭力做你的工作。主啊，你听我们的祷告。主啊，你和我们同在。主啊，我们求主你给我们更正确、更深入、更丰富对主你真理的了解。主啊，你听我们的祈祷，我们仰望你，我们感谢你，我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你。现在我们特别要为到所有还在华人中间传道宣教士来祷告。
Let us pray for the missionaries who are doing their work amidst Chinese.
求主擦干他们的眼泪，背负他们的重担，安慰他们心中一切的受苦。
May the Lord take away the tears, take away the burdens, and comfort the weariness in their hearts.
我们大家开声祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们在你面前特别为到在我们华人中间。做工的宣教士来感谢你，说为他们的牺牲，为他们了解你的使命所做出一切的代价，我们感谢你。说求主你恩待慈父，在他们内心的伤痛、眼中的眼泪、他们的所背负的重担，我们恳求你自己为他们除去。求主你自己的宝血，求主你自己的圣灵，你自己的恩、你的爱充满他们的心。主啊，求主你恩待慈父全世界宣教士，主啊，他们所背的痛苦，他们所背的十字架，听我们的祷告，我们为他们感谢你，我们为他们祈求你，我们为他们仰望你。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们这样祈求。我们特别为到所有奉献要侍奉主、全职做传福音工作的华人的青年祷告。
We pray for all the Chinese youth who have given their lives to be full-time workers for Christ.
他们正在寻求主的道路。
We are finding the way of God.
他们要明白圣灵的引导。
They will understand the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们求主向我们的下一代、我们的年轻人显明他的旨意。
We ask the Lord to reveal His will to the second generation.
我们大家开声祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们在你面前为到我们的华人奉献的青年人来祷告你，我们恭敬把他们带到你的面前，
求主你施恩，求主你自己赐福，用主你的恩，你的爱，主啊眺望他们，主啊你自己的真理光照他们，你的圣灵引导他们，主啊你的手扶持他们，给他们走在你的道路，走在你的旨意中间。主啊你听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把这些放在你手中。主啊有人遇到别人的拦阻困难，为他们除去吧，主啊给他们壮胆，给他们刚强仁爱谨守的心，使他们可以走在你道路的中间，没有离开你。主啊你听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把这一切放在你手里，求主施恩，求主垂听，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。我们现在特别为到在神学院受造就的人来祷告。
Let us pray for those who are studying in the seminary.
也为到在神学教书的人来祷告。
For those who are teaching in the seminary.
求主给这些人无论读书无论教书，不是奉行故事，乃是好好遵行主的旨意。
We pray that those who are teaching and those who are learning are not just doing their job, but to follow your will.
预备天国的精兵。
To prepare the soldier of the kingdom of heaven.
我们大家开声祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们在你面前特别为到所有的神学院，我们为到所有的这个在念书的神学的学生来祷告你。主啊，求主给他们没有忘记天上来的意象，没有忘记你在他们心中所做的感动。愿主你施恩，求主你赐福，就在这些的年间，主啊，求主你装备更多的工人，在你的工厂上侍奉你。主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你，你没有撇下我们，你没有丢弃我们。求主你复兴你自己的教会，你复兴奉献你的人，复兴给青年人所造就的神学院，给他们在你面前，在你面前实实在在装备自己，努力追求成为被你使用的工人。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们感谢，我们赞美你。求主施恩垂听，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿们。现在我们请几位带领我们祷告，简短的，请不要等候。我们利用这个段的时间，不要等候，不要惧怕。无论哪一位，无论你有什么语言
，Would a few lead us in prayer in whatever language you feel like it? A short prayer, please.
一个接连一个，请不要等候。
Let us not wait.Father, I pray for the teachers of theology. I pray that you keep them in your truth, so that whatever they teach, whatever students they influence, will learn according to your truth. We pray for the evangelical seminaries in the world, that you preserve these seminaries and give them teachers that know your truth and who will teach students your truth. In Christ's name.
主，但是有时候我们心灵愿意，肉体不觉软弱，求主一些圣灵帮助。
主啊，
圣哉圣哉圣哉，伟大的天地的主，无所不能、无所不知的主，我们感谢你的恩典。你在这里告诉我们说，所有天上地下所有的权柄都赐给你了。哦，要今天听见你道理，听见你命令的人都能遵守你的吩咐。哦，叫我们去到普天下去传福音。哦，主啊，求你怜悯我们，我觉得我的力量不够，我的信心不够，求你怜悯，力量上加上我的力量，权柄再加上我的权柄，让我奉主的命赐情于天地，传福音给万民，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
与同在，因为我们感谢你，你在这里。恳求你继续做你要在我们生命中间做的工作，让我们没有拦阻你。你的旨意在天上怎么样毫无受拦阻，恳求你的旨意在我们身上也照样没有受拦阻。我们愿意顺服你，主啊，听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣的名。
哎，
我们再站着唱。
He lives.
Let us remain
standing
and sing He lives.
我们再唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn.
站着唱这首诗歌。
Let us remain standing and sing He lives.
第六首的诗歌。
Number six.
我们高声来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this with a loud voice.